We're being asked to head out and eat local this June as part of Buy West Eat Best Plating Up WA campaign. Over 40 venues will be serving up mouth-watering dishes featuring the best of WA ingredients, with fine dining to rustic and casual options up for grabs. With spots from the Goldfields to Northbridge and even the Southwest, there are many, many dishes to get out there and try. Today we're heading to the Swan Valley, catching up with a couple of the chefs taking part in the campaign. Cole Hall from Funk 2.0, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Brad Cox from Sandalford.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here, folks. Brad, I want to start with you. Tell us what it's like during the winter months for someone who works in a restaurant.
The winter months gives us a chance to sort of work on menus and launch different dishes and try different products. Whether we've been sort of too busy to try in a busier month.
Tell us, why did you get involved in the Plating Up WA campaign?
Just basically to support the local growers and suppliers, and it's a good opportunity for, you know, patrons to come out and try something that they necessarily haven't tried before, or venues they haven't tried before. It's a good opportunity for them.
Cole, we always hear people say that local produce is great and we've got some of the best access in WA to really delicious things. Just how much local produce do we actually have here, though? Like, can you paint us a picture of what kind of things we get in WA?
Yeah, WA has a pretty extensive range of fresh produce. Obviously, working for Funk 2.0, we use a lot of apples, there's a lot of meat, there's a lot of everything fresh as possible. That's what Funk's all about. Obviously, the owners starting their company off, lots of fresh apples, making that juice and stuff like that. So there's so much out there at the moment. It's crazy. Like, if you're not using fresh produce, you're doing it wrong pretty much at the moment. So, yeah.
You would have to, walk blindfolded through a shop or a market at the moment to not pick something good up.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Fresh is best, and we should be supporting WA as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And there's so much in WA that we can be using, so, yeah.
What's good in winter? What kind of things should we be looking for?
Just hearty dishes, I reckon. I'm all about, taking what you'd have at home with your family and stuff like that and making it better, but, mm-hmm. still, so you can sit down, have a meal at Funk and reminisce about times when, just sharing meals and, spending time with your family, stuff like that. Stuff that you would cook at home, but yeah, still hearty at the same time.
Brad, I want to talk about the dishes that you're both plating up this June in a moment. But for those of us who don't know, how long does it actually take to come up with a new dish on the menu at Sandalford?
It can take a while. You can get it on the first go, or sometimes it can take weeks of refining and trying to get different produce in and waiting for different things to come into season to make the dish best, really.
Mm. And I imagine there's lots of taste testing that goes on then.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got to taste it all.
That's the perk of the job,
that's
right?
That's the best bit, yeah.
Let's talk about the things that you are putting up in June. Brad, talk us through your dish. There's, local cheese on offer.
Yep. We've got the La Delizia Stracciatella, which is made with Bannister Downs Dairy. It's just made not too far from here, I believe. That's topped with Fuyu persimmons, which are basically growing, I think, within a couple of kilometres of Sandalford itself, just up in the Swan Valley. And then we just got some olive oil from Free Drops Olive Oil, which is down Franklin River, which is Albany way, so which is all local, all WA produce. And we're just matching the two up, and it's match made in heaven.
This is great. It's like a tour of WA on a plate.
Yeah.
Was it a thing of always wanting to incorporate as many WA growers and producers?
That's something we always look at and always try to do as we work on menus and different ideas. We're trying to figure out what's in season next and, keep up with we talk to our fruit and veg suppliers and, we get all our sales reps in and we just talk to them what's best and what's coming in for us to use, and we just basically write the menus around that.
That sounds delicious. That's on offer at Sandalford. And Cole, at Funk, if you are a meat lover, it sounds like this dish will be for you.
Yeah, this is pretty good. Dish, a nice heavy one for winter. So it's just a pork loin from Lindley Valley, wrapped in bacon. So what could be better? Pork on pork. On a bed of lentils and with a mustard cream sauce.
Yum.
And then we got micro herbs that we use from the Whittle Garden, in Midland. So that's another little local business we like to support as well.
And how long did it take to come up with that one?
Not too long. It's just like got the boys in the kitchen around, just threw a few ideas around. That's how we normally write our menus, and just because we're a small team, we like to get everyone involved. So, just throwing ideas around and a few little stuck ideas. So yeah.
If you out there are listening and you're thinking, what's going on this morning, Taylor? You talk about food on a Monday. Yes, it is Wednesday, and we are talking about food again because it is so good. Tomorrow is the 1st of June, and it is the Buy West Eat Best Plating Up WA campaign. There's over 40 venues across the state participating, essentially putting on a special dish to spotlight West Australian produce. Everything from meat to cheese to olive oil we found this morning, as well, of course, fruit and vegetables. There's a full list online of all the participating restaurants and all the dishes. We are here this morning, though, with Brad Cox from Sandalford and Cole Hall from Funk 2.0. They've talked to us through their dishes. Before I let you folks go this morning, Cole, talk to us about if people at home want to get involved, if they want to come and sample some of the great food out at these venues and then have a crack at producing some WA good food at home, what's an easy recipe that they could maybe have a think of and give a crack?
I guess it depends on your cooking skill level, really, but I'd probably just go for the hearty dishes, like a stew or something like that, especially as we're rolling into winter, like you want that nice warmness. I'd go stew, really. Or like a homemade pie or something like that, or like a shepherd's pie or something. I don't know. Yeah. I like that rustic old school stuff.
The idea of chuck it in a pot low and slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Just leave it and then, head off and then come back and it should be good to go.
What say you, Brad?
Basically, I like to, that's very similar to Cole's, get the slow cooker out and, you can do all sorts of roasts. We've got some great meat in WA and, heaps of veg in WA we can use as well.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to have a look online as well, I'll pop a link up at the RTRFM website. Cole and Brad, thank you so much for hanging out this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.